It's Francis Clarke's Financing Cornwall 2013, and we have a range of speakers giving different aspects of financing for businesses in Cornwall. Scott Bentley is from Francis Clarke. So there's a load of streams and different ways that businesses can find ways of financing their business. It can be quite a maze. Is that the point of today's sessions?
Yeah, that is exactly right. Even as professionals working in the field, for us it's challenging to keep track of all the different organisations that are available to provide funding to our clients and indeed broader business support, whether that be in terms of training or other support mechanisms. So if we find it challenging, then certainly most business owners and most SMEs are going to find that even more so.
The introduction session for the Finance in Cornwall programme, Mark Greaves from Francis Clarke was looking at the funding gap. Just tell me, what is this funding gap?
This is meant to be where particularly SMEs find it difficult to obtain finance because they don't have sufficient security to get the traditional debt side of things, but they might be too small to get pure equity, which requires a certain scale, a size of management team, etc.
So how can businesses solve this funding gap?
Businesses themselves can contribute by putting a very solid business case together, which is wider than just a plan. It's about making an argument, a story about why the business will be successful and supporting that as much as you can. And then the banks and the funders can bridge it and are starting to bridge it with some new schemes that are coming in and with looking better at cash flow lending, which sees security as less of an issue.
I'm Mark Shimerilski. I'm from Exeter University and the Co-Ventures team. And it's proving a very useful day because it kind of signals how we're beginning to change from public sector to private capital investment and how companies have to make that transition. And obviously they're not yet thinking that way. Soon they'll have to think that way. This is a great turning point, so a very good session.
Hello, I'm Robert Rush from PFA Research. Because it's been a minefield of information this morning, I'm still really digesting some of it. But I think what it has raised awareness of is that there is plenty of opportunity there for whatever stage of business you're at. And there's a lot more opportunity than I actually thought before I turned here today. So I need to go and sift through that and actually work out what's right for us.
I think it's important to remember that we will still be spending money and delivering investments right the way through.
So part of the Francis Clarke sessions has been looking at ERDF convergence up to date, and we've had Jenny Milligan from Cornwall Council giving an overview. Just tell me about the main points you wanted to make.
I think the main points was to remind the audience here why we've got the convergence programme and the types of investments that we're making, and also that it's part of a journey leading on from the previous investments we've had in 5B, Objective 1, convergence, leading on to the new programme that is now developing so we can make a long-term sustainable change to the economy of Cornwall.
One of the questions people ask about is the match funding.
The match funding for convergence has been a little bit difficult because in the early stages a lot of the match funding was provided by the Regional Development Agency and by Cornwall Council. Luckily we've drawn in a lot of that money early on, which means that we're in a fairly healthy position as we come to the latter part of the programme. But we have also drawn in large amounts of private sector investment, which is really, really encouraging given the current economic climate that we're in.
So there's been an update on the LEP from Chris Pomfret. What is the major thing that we should be looking at now as Cornwall going forward with the LEP and then the next round of European funding?
Well, today I was here to talk much more about the next round of funding. Let me not just say European funding, but UK government funding, because post the Heseltine review, we're likely to get funding bundled a lot more together. And the European funding programme from 2014 is also going to bundle. So it's no longer just ERGF, it'll be others as well. And that enables us to put that whole thing together and make much better packages. We as an LEP find ourselves apparently somewhat in the driving seat of that. So the important thing now is to really ensure that the business community has the opportunity to get ideas to us, plans to us, thoughts of how that might turn into real projects that help drive GVA growth or job growth. Because in the end, that's what all this is all about, yeah? We are a convergence area at the moment, or less developed as it will be called in the future, because our average income is below 75% of the European average. And this really should be the last time that's ever the case.
The opening session at Financing Cornwall, a lot of it was from Francis Clarke looking at many of the traditional ways of getting finance. There are a lot of new ways coming in as well. And we had Phil Geraghty from Crowdfunder giving an idea about how crowdsourcing can get new ideas, new concepts, new companies off the ground. Phil, just give us an outline of what crowdfunding is.
So what I spoke about today really was that crowdfunding effectively is raising money online through various means. It basically splits down into four categories of equity crowdfunding, which is your typical Dragon's Den style, and Crowdcube are also doing that online, where you can give away a chunk of your business for some money. And then from that you then have loan-based or peer-to-peer crowdfunding, where you're borrowing money and paying it back at a specified percentage. And then what we do at crowdfunder.co.uk is reward-based crowdfunding, where we help small businesses, local community groups, charities and individuals raise money from the communities around them by giving them back a reward. And then that moves on to donation-based crowdfunding like JustGiving. Those are the kind of four different types of crowdfunding that I spoke about today.
So is this a realistic way for Cornish businesses looking for getting things off the ground to step forward?
Yes, definitely. Through our Crowdfund Cornwall campaign, we're definitely seeing lots of businesses that are starting up, raising their initial money to get going, and getting a lot of people involved on the way as well to great success.
Hello, I'm Mark Picking from MPAD. I found interesting the first session this morning with a talk about crowdfunding. I thought that was particularly good, and got me thinking about the opportunities perhaps some of our clients within the charity sector might be able to utilise that for to help them with their future development.
I'm Judith Ball from Myler Yacht Harbour Limited, and so far I've found the new development sort of startup company information really helpful and really interesting. I think it's a good opportunity to allow new companies to kind of get together from a networking perspective, but also to kind of see that the support is available out there to them as well.